Hello, everybody. I'm Della from the Beauty of Play. Today, we're talking about the curriculum multiplication and division all 3 years, and I'm going to go through those and how to use the curricula with you. Also, answer any questions that you have. So, I'm going to share my screen and we'll get started. Okay, so the curricula is based on the Waldorf 3 year cycle where you introduce in the first year and you practice in the second year and then you master it in the third year. Of course, for addition, subtraction, and multiplication and division, mastery may take a little bit longer. As you hit more complex numbers than just 3 years. But this is how the curricula is written, and you can progress as you need to on the third and fourth year of your journey. So, year one is basically an introduction to multiplication. Now, if you've done quality of numbers, we kind of already introduced multiplication through skip counting. Here we have more explicit instruction, and we're spending a lot more time on introducing multiplication and what that means. So, things that are done throughout that year, and we want to continue work that we've done through quality of numbers, and we also want to review work that we've done with quality of numbers. So, in addition to this is my 100 chart, I'm going to use the multiplication table in just a second in its place because it's easier. But in addition to finding the multiples and the pattern in the multiplication or in the 100 chart, like we do with quality of numbers, we're now going to look at relationships with the multiples. So I'm going to try to do that on the table, but that's not always possible. So for the twos, if you've noticed, if you've done this before, two, four, six, eight, you're choosing the multiples of two. The pattern ends up being in rows. Let's see if I can do that. So the entire two row is turned. The four is turned, the six is turned, the eight is turned, and the 10 is turned. So I said rows, but it's actually columns in this one. And there's a different pattern for each one, and that is in quality of numbers. But it's also, if you're not doing quality of numbers, if you've just jumped straight into multiplication and division, it's not challenging to find these patterns for the multiples. You can definitely do that in the 100 chart. So we're doing that if we've not done that before, or we're reviewing it even if we have. And then we're moving on to the patterns in the multiplication table themselves and their relationship to other numbers. And all of that is listed pretty explicitly in the curricula. If you have any challenges or question about that, just let me know. It talks about taking the multiples, how to arrange them, and what the patterns look like. For instance, if we take the multiples of 2, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, and 24, and we split them right here at the 10 and place these over or under this set, like with our blocks, we can see that each of the rows have a 2 at the end. So it goes 2, 12, 22, so forth. And the ones digit increases by one as we go down. So each of these has a pattern. Each of the multiples has a pattern. And the other thing that we want to explore here is the relationship between the multiples and that pattern, which is a little different. So all of the fours are doubles the multiples of the twos, which means if we're multiplying something by four, say six, and we know six times two is four, or six times two is 12, then we know six times four is double that 12, which is 24. And then you can double a third time to get the multiples for eight. So we're looking not only at the relationship of the numbers, the multiples in their own group, like the relationship of the multiple, the numbers in two, the relationship in the numbers in three, and so forth, but we're also looking at the relationship of multiples one to another. For instance, if we know the multiples of six, three, then we only need to double them to get the multiples of six. And this can be used, this information can be used in learning the multiplication table, but then later on when they're doing larger numbers, for instance, 36 times four, because we know that all the multiples of four are double those of two, we can double 36 to get the product of 36 times two, which is 72, I think. And then we can double that 72 to 144 to get our final product. So understanding those relationships can be really important. And that's why they're introduced here in the beginning of multiplication. And we want to carry those on all the way through. We want to remind them as we go along on our multiplication journey, you know, in years two and years three and so forth, that we can do this, because that's going to be very helpful later on. Okay, so those are the pattern work for the multiples and the relationships between the multiples. One of the, and also I want to mention, if you have purchased it, actually, it doesn't matter if you purchased it or not, it's available both ways. If you purchase the multiplication and division curriculum, or if you are part of my subscription, this is available to you already. So if you don't have it and you want it, this beautiful multiplication chart, just let me know. I'll send you a code so that it's free. It comes with the purchase now. There's a link that it comes with the purchase now. So if you're going to purchase it, it will be included. But if you have not, if you don't have this yet, let me know. Okay. The other thing that I really want to talk about here when we're talking about multiplication before we go into the other concepts is anytime we're using of in our language, that can be replaced with a multiplication sign. So if we have three of four apples, like three groups of four apples, we can write three of four or three times four. So that can be really helpful when we're introducing multiplication for children to understand the concept and to understand what it looks like in mathematical language, because what we're really doing is learning a different language. There's literacy in math in the same way that there is for reading. And it's important for them to understand like what this means. It's a representation. It's not actually anything, right? It's a representation of an abstract idea. And so it's important for children to have concrete ideas and an understanding of what this means. Okay. The other portions of introducing multiplication, we have the flowers or the circles that are included. This is a great art project if your children like art, and it, you can create one for each timetable that you are studying. This one is for three, this one is for four. And they don't, you can do your own. It doesn't really matter. You need a center that the number that you are working with goes here, and then two layers of something that overlap. So it they can draw whatever they want. It can be a circle. It can be a flower, something that you're going to want 12 of. But it doesn't have to look like this. They can do it any way that they want. These are included in the back to make it easier for you. So these are wonderful ways of introducing them. The other thing that we work with in the introduction is the 12 point or the 10 point circle. And this 10 point circle has to do with the counting wheel as well. This is our counting wheel. I have a video. Let me make a list of links to send you. I think this is included, but I have a video on how to use it that I want to give to you. Okay, if you haven't already seen it. So I'll add that link in there. But I want to briefly show you how to use it and how that relates to our 10 circle, which goes into our notebook, went into our notebook. It's, you know, I feel like the notebook portion, other than it being a wonderful reference to go back to and also a record where you can do an easy notice and wonder exercise with it, is not as important as the introduction and the physical work and the memory work and the activities that are happening outside of the notebook. The notebooks are really pretty. I find them extremely useful. I encourage you to keep a math journal, but just keep in mind that that's the least important thing about the whole journey. You don't need the pretty pages to get the learning in. It is useful to go back to, so don't stress over that. Okay, so we're looking at the 10 point, and you notice when we count by ones, we just have a 10 point polygon. It just goes all the way around them. But we can use this to count by twos, and this represents our 10 number base, right? So the first time we go around, we're counting single digits. The second time we go around, we're counting tens, right? We've gone around one time. So there's that one in front of whatever the number is. So this becomes 11, 12, 13. The second time we come around, this becomes 2, 21, 22, 23, so forth. So if we're counting our twos, it's 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. And you see that that makes a pentagon. If we are counting by threes, threes is by far my favorite. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24. Do you see the numbers are helping us skip count? 27 and 30. Look at that beautiful form. So there is a pattern for each of the numbers. And when you get towards the end of your multiplication introduction here, I encourage you to put all of them in one area in one sheet of paper. So in this one, you can see that it makes a 10-sided polygon. In this one is twos make the pentagon. And you notice eight makes the pentagon too. Threes make the star shape, and seven does also. And then four and six does. And what you, if you spend enough time, I'm going to tell you, I suggest you just do a notice and wonder and see what comes up, if anybody notices. There's definitely a matching pair. And if you look at that matching pair to see any relationships, you see that 2 and 8 are 10, 4 and 6 are 10, 3 and 7 are 10, and then 5 doesn't have a match. So this is happening because basically, let me bring this back out. When we are skip counting by that number, we are by the number bond of the previous number, so 2 and 8, we are basically skip counting by 2 backwards, right? Because 8 plus 2 gives us 10. So first we're doing 8 and then 16, 24, but we're going around this way each time. So that is why we're seeing the same pattern repeated after we hit half of whatever number. And I encourage you to do these circles. They are really useful. Another thing, and they're a little more exciting to play with. Like if your child likes these kind of things, there's a lot in here. Particularly when you're looking at factors and so forth. So you'll notice that this 2, if you did qualitative numbers, you know that 5 is represented by a pentagon. And if you, we've drawn this single pentagon here, but if you take the other dots and skip count by 2, we have an additional pentagon there. And that gives us 2 pentagons. Sorry about that. Okay. There we go. And if we do that for the 4s, you'll notice that they make a star that doesn't repeat. That is because 4 is not a factor of 10. But this 5, a line is represented by 2 in quality of numbers. And you can, we'll see that you can make 5 lines in 10 because there are 5 twos in 10. And if we were to take, oh, I already talked about that. 2 pentagons in, and 2 of 5 is 10. Okay, so that takes care of this. And it's not done so much in the introduction, but you can also do in the following year 12-point circle in the same way and talked about different patterns here. Okay. In addition to that, you are doing the rhythm work for multiplication. In the beginning, you're using skip counting. As you move along, it shifts from chanting the multiplication tables. And I think I have a couple of videos that are linked on that. If you haven't seen those videos or you can't, or the links don't work for some reason, let me know. And always working on the number line work. So the number line work is twofold for this age. You have a physical number line that you are using. I see lots of people use a piece of masking tape in the house, and they're either drawing the numbers along the line in chalk, or they're using the beautiful number cards, Waldorf style number cards. What we do is outside with sidewalk chalk, we draw a hopscotch line and it has the numbers in the line. And the child is physically moving along this line, up and down this line for different activities. In addition to that, you have a paper line where there is a visual skipping of that through the line with colored pencils. You want to do color coding. I always encourage color coding. So if you're skipping by 5s, that's one color. If you're skipping by 10s, it's another color, whichever way that you want to do it. And both of the line work is useful in different ways. Like, it's very useful to do the physical line work where they're jumping. But it's also useful to do this line work because it makes things very visual. And it also shows the connection between those things. Hold on just a second. Addie, can you take that outside, please? Okay. All right. So on the number line work, again, you're starting with skip counting 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, but eventually you're working into 2 is 2 times 1, 4 is 2 times 2, 6 is 2 times 3, and so forth, so that you're chanting multiplication tables. And personally, this is a Waldorf way of stating the multiplication facts. And I think it's ingenious because it gives you the whole, the product, and then it tells you the factors that can be part of that whole instead of the other way around. Okay. Some things that I want to point out in doing the line work is there's a lot of different things here that happen that make it visual to see that may not, we may not be using the language for it yet, but it's very helpful. For instance, we're looking at this number line to 20, and I'm skip counting by fives, and I'm skip counting by tens. And if you do a notice and wonder here, you can tell a couple different things. First, they're meeting at 10 each time. That's their common multiple, is 10. And we may not be using that name. You can, but we may not be using the name common multiple. But it's easy to see that they meet there. And you can also explore that on the physical number line as well. In addition to that, we can clearly see that there are 2 fives in each 10, because 5 is a factor of 10. If we were to skip count by 2s here, we would see that there were 5 2s for every 10. So you start to see the factors. It's also really useful for division, which we'll go into in a second. But you can see that 20 divided by 10 is 2. We can fit 2 tens in 20. 20 divided by 5, when we skip count by 5s, is 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, we can see them, or if we're doing this, we can jump them and count how many that is. This here is 20 divided by 2, 4, and 8. And here you're able to see the double-double relationship again. Here's 2. There are 2 twos in 4. And there are 2 fours in 8. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4 twos in 8. So we're starting to see the factors, its relationship to multiplication and division and so forth, all in this number line work. And that's why I think when you do a number line, particularly when you're looking at different multiples or different numbers that you're skip counting on this, that it's really important. Sorry. It's on the same account. My daughter is FaceTiming her friend on a different phone. So it's, you see the multiples and the relationships. So when you're doing a number line, especially when you get to larger numbers that you're introducing multiplication, then be sure to go back and explore other numbers in addition to that. In this one down here, we're going to 21, and we are exploring the 3s, the 6s, and the 9s. So you can see that some of them here only make it a portion of a way through. Okay. That's the line work. Filling out the multiplication table. We made our own, but there is also a blank one that comes with this that you can fill out as you were learning the multiples. I think it's helpful just to make your own, a chart that they can paint or color, but you can also fill this out with the same. And I feel like it's helpful. Again, if you stop and do a notice and wonder, there's lots of relationships that they're going to see in filling out this chart, particularly because when you fill out the twos this way, you can also fill out the twos this way. And so they will start to see that there is a symmetry here. Also, the way that this is colored is to show the square numbers. This 3x3, 4x4, and so forth. So you can even discuss square numbers and how those square numbers make a square. Okay. That takes care of the number line. And I'm going to leave that there and talk about the rod work for multiplication. So initially when we're looking at multiplication, we're looking at single trains, right? 2 times 2. This is the first year we're finding multiples. 2, 4, 6. And you can physically make these. There's advantages to finding each of the multiples. Like this one is 6. And then 8, because these will also have that same pattern that becomes visible that we talked about when we were looking for the pattern in the other numbers. So we see this pattern because after 10, the 2, 4, 6, and 8 repeat. And there will be similar different ones depending. Depending on what multiples you're working with, but there's lots of multiples there. Okay, and in addition to the rod work for introductions, you can also start factoring. I'm not sure if it goes over that, but in the same way that you're doing the line work, how many ones fit in 10? There's 10 ones. How many? All the same train, because that's multiplication, right? So we can get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reds in the 10. And then we can do that with 3 as well. We have, we can fit 3 threes, which is 9. And then we need a 1. And then we can do that with the 4s. And then we need a 2. And then we can do that with the 5s. And we don't need anything because 5 is a factor of 10. So it fits evenly. 2 fives is equal to 10. And then when we look at 7, 8, 9, then there's also a different pattern that emerges here. So first we have 4 left over. Then we have 3 left over. And then we have 2 and then 1 left over. Okay, so this similar pattern happens. The largest train that we're going to be able to get is going to be half, right? Like that is as far as we can go. And then after that is going to be one less than half each step that we go down. So it's interesting to do a couple of different ones of these to see if they see the pattern. So it, in the beginning, you're just working to find the various multiples, but eventually you can lead into exploring this a little bit more. Okay, we know that ones fit. I'm going to skip ones. On the nines, when we get to two, we know two is not a factor of nine. We know that. They don't know that. But two does not fit. You can also talk about that. You can go through the multiples, 2, 4, 6, 8, and then 10, and talk about how it skips nine. And then when we hit threes, we know that that does fit. So 3 times 3 is 9. And then 4, this one is not even, so it doesn't divide evenly like the 5 does for the 10. But basically, since half of 9 is 4.5, we're never going to get anything greater than 4 in our pattern. So these kind of explorations can be used when you're playing with finding the multiples in the introduction for the multiplication. The key is to pause and do a notice and wonder and talk about what you're seeing, right? Like, oh, look, I'm seeing that 10 is made of 5 2s and 2 5s. Right? And this also works into when we start shifting into area model multiplication, we start to explore the cumulative property, right? Is it the cumulative? Yeah, cumulative property, where it doesn't matter the order that we multiply them in because they are the same. So this is 5 2s in area model, so we're making a rectangle with it. And these are 2 5s. So 5 times 2 or 2 times 5 are going to be the same, and we can see that with these. Okay, so that is rod work. The other is number composition and substitution game. Let's see if I have my colored pencils. So number composition is just different ways to write a number. We started that with addition and subtraction, and we're moving, now we have a different concept that we can do for number composition. Say we're doing 15, before we might have written 9 plus 6 or 6 plus 3 plus 3 or 20 minus 5, so forth. Now in our number compositions, we can add in multiplication and division. We might write 10 times 5. Mostly it's going to be multiplication. Division is going to be a little more tricky still, but maybe in the following room. Or we can write 3 times 3 plus 6. And in these number compositions, as well as the substitution game, which I'm going to go over in just a second, order of operations starts to play here. So each time that we're writing, we have to talk about, well, does it work if we say 3 plus 6, if we do this one first and then multiply by 3? And we know it doesn't, because this is 9 times 3 is 27. So we come to find out that we have to do the multiplication first, or if we want to keep something together, maybe we'll want 3 times 2 plus 3. Then we have to put these in parentheses so that we know we're doing those first. So the substitution game is similar. You can do it with the rods, but it's not as complex. And this is a really good time to start shifting into written instead of the other. So In substitution game, each player has their own color. I'm using green here. I'm going to underline or box in the number that I'm going to change, and then I'm going to write the new expression in that color. And then the next player will take their color. They will box in the number that they are going to replace. They will write the rest of the expression in black or pencil and then replace it by whatever they want to. Again, order of operation is important here. Each time we do that, we have to say, oh, does that still equal 15? Which way are we going to do it? Kind of thing. Does it matter the order? And here we are exploring associative property and cumulative property sometimes, mostly associative property in this instance. And so we would need to be parentheses around this to know that we do that first, and then we multiply it by 3. So the third player, if you have a third player, would then choose another number. I'm going to choose this one here and write that number on there and write the remaining expression in black. So this is how you play substitution game. Be sure to pause and talk as you're going along. And then also you want to go back a day or two and see if you can solve it. You know what the answer is. So if you don't get the answer of 15, then you can talk about why that was, what you did wrong, and it's usually an order of operation thing. You can also go back and see what pieces each step was, which is a wonderful thing about that. Okay, and the last thing that I want to talk about is little riddle games. If you were in the Quality of Numbers seminar, you also saw that. These can be done in the car, in the waiting line, on a nature walk, where you're just coming up with different riddles. Like if you add 2 to me and multiply me by 4, you get 30, where they're having to understand the reverse relationships between addition and subtraction and multiplication and division. You want to scaffold, start small, and work your way up. Okay, we talked about finding patterns in the number lines and a little bit about finding patterns with the rods and the common multiples. We're going to move into year 2. I talked about the 12-point circle. You can also do other numbers. These are especially helpful if you are exploring factors. This is the 12-point circle again. This is using division. So 12 divided by 1 gives us 1. 12 divided by 6 gives us 2. 12 divided by 3 gives us 4. And the 4 is the square. It's going all the way back to Quality of Numbers. So you're seeing those. If it doesn't divide evenly, then it you will see that. Like when it will be a star like this. So you're able to just go through that with division. And this is the 12-point circle, but it shows when you do the division, it also shows the factors for each of these. Okay. And in year 2, we're moving to more complex numbers, right? And because we are multiplying double digits and various things, we move into area model multiplication. So area models, when we're making rectangles, in this we have 3 4s. We have 1 2 3 of 4. So that's written 3 times 4 like that. And this is helpful when we start doing teams. because we start to see how we can break things apart and put them back together for multiplication. So this would be 3 times, we have 14, we have 3 14s, right? So this is 10 plus 4, and this is 3. And when we make this little rectangle here, we know that 10 times 3 is 30, and that 3 times 4 is 12. And so you have 42. So it's helpful to scaffold here. When you're first doing it, you want to have numbers that don't require regrouping, because this is 12 and this is 30, but eventually you do higher numbers that do require regrouping, where we're taking this 10 and moving it over to make 40 on this side. You will also start to experience what I talked about before, which is an understanding of the cumulative property of multiplication, which means it doesn't matter which order we do it in, it still gives us the same answer. So we can have 4 threes or 3 fours, but that area is the same. Okay. It ends up with the same answer, which is 12. The other thing that we do, similar to the doubles tower, is the multiplication tower. So the doubles tower is 2. I'm going to work with threes here. So 1 times 3 is 3. 2 times 3 is 6. 3 times 3 is 9. So we're just making these towers going up. And then if you wanted to continue this, I'm trying to see how I can do this where you can see it better. You can count by threes this way, right? 1, 3, 6, 9 and so forth. This also works with Legos really well. And I'm sure it works with other manipulatives. But Legos are really good because they stick together a little bit better. Okay. We're continuing to explore division. Let me go back. 12 is really good to talk about division. And you'll notice in this exercise here, we have a number line that goes to 12. And you can also do the number line that we talked about over here to 12 outside. And you can also do the 12-point circle to 12. Divide that by 12. And we're just exploring all the numbers and how many we can fit into 12. This is our basic division. So when we're dividing 12 by 12, we get 1. That's this right here. And then I've done it backwards here, but I usually start with 1. How many 1s can we fit in 12? And we can jump with our colored pencil, or we can jump on our number line, like physically jump, to see how many 1s we can get in 12. And then 2s, the same thing, going through each one. This makes a beautiful visual. But you can see after we get 6, which is half of 12, there are no other numbers that we can get more than 1 of, which makes sense, right? But they'll begin to see that. And you can write the remainders over here. So that is the exploration of division in year 2. And you're continuing that with the rods as well. So let's do 16 here. How many ones fit in 16? How many twos? We kind of talked about that earlier. But we were using smaller numbers and now we're increasing our numbers. The other thing that I think is really important is that we start shifting those to an area model so that it's easy for us to see. Especially when we're doing double digits, which I've already talked about. Okay. In year three, we're shifting to even bigger numbers. It's the same kind of concepts. And also, we're starting to teach the multiplication algorithm if we haven't already. You will have already taught this both mental math and area model multiplication with digits, like single digits times multiple digits or even double and double. So if we're looking at 11 times 16, we've got 10 plus 6 and 10 plus 1. And then each one of these box is we calculate, which is what we're doing with the algorithm. It's just in a different way. It's a shortcut way. So there's 100 and then 60 and 10 and 6. And then we're adding those together, 176. You're doing the same thing when you teach the algorithm, but this shows what you're doing. So when we're looking at 16 times 11, first we're multiplying 16 times 10. We're doing 6 times 1. Oh, here is 16 times 1. I'm sorry. We're doing this bottom one first. So 6 times 1 is 6, and then 6 times 10, or I'm sorry, 10 times 1 is 10. So we have, I am just messing that up. Let's try that again. 16 times 10. It's this right here. First, or 11. First, we're multiplying this 16 times 1. Right? 6 times 1 is 6, and then 10 times 1 is 10. And then we are multiplying this 16 by 10. 6 tens is 60. You can put a 0 here to hold the place if you want. And then 1 times, or 10 times 10 is 100. So 176. Both ways works. We're exploring the area model because it is so easy to see and then moving into teaching the algorithm from this. Division also becomes more complex, and we also want to talk about division in area model. For instance, if I have, I'm going to do an easy one for me, 48 divided by 4, then I know one side of my rectangle is 4. My total is 48, and I need to see how many 4s fit in 48. Oops, sorry about that. So I can physically count these out to 48 in the beginning to see what that is. This will move us into long division, because another way to do that is to say, okay, I know I can get 4 tens, and that gives me 40. And I have 8 left over. How many 4s fit in 8? And that's 2. So this is, we're working into long division this way by using area model multiplication. And also we begin to see a clear distinction of separating things by place value. For instance, when we're multiplying 136 times 24, then if we're using area model multiplication, we know that we're separating by hundreds, separating by 30s, and then 6. 100 plus 30 plus 6. And then in this one, I'm separating 20 plus 4. We're seeing that separation of place value. The understanding that we're separating by place value is really important because we're going to use that in long division. Okay, and I think I've got some videos that go over how that works with long division. We understand that we're doing the opposite of this right here. We understand.